terrorism in India and Afghanistan, and flooding in Pakistan were on the agenda here in Britain as Prime Minister David Cameron met with Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari. It was all smiles as the two men emerged from Mr. Cameron's country residence. There was nothing to indicate the turmoil that preceded the visit.
The President and I have been talking about what we see as an unbreakable relationship between Britain and Pakistan based on our mutual interests.
It's a friendship which will never break no matter what happens, and storms will come and storms will go, and Pakistan and Britain will stand together and face all the difficulties with dignity.
The meeting glossed over the trouble caused by Mr. Cameron's remarks about Pakistan while in India last week.
We cannot tolerate, in any sense, the idea that this country is allowed to look both ways and is able in any way to promote the export of terror, whether to India or whether to Afghanistan or anywhere else in the world.
That sparked angry demonstrations both in Pakistan and in Britain. And Mr. Zardari vowed to defend his nation's honor. But he is under fire for being in Europe, with critics accusing him of ignoring his country's worst flooding in 80 years in order to travel abroad. Mr. Zardari's failure to return home has drawn criticism from opposition politicians in Pakistan and members of Parliament of Pakistani origin in Britain. At the Pakistan Community Center in London, volunteers are collecting clothes, blankets, and money for flood victims. Chairman Tariq Dar says the president should be focusing on the flooding as well.
He made a blunder. He shouldn't have come here, especially in the time of crisis when his people are suffering.
Many here, like Anila Nisar, have a close connection with Pakistan. She visits often.
Family, grandparents are still there. And we're just doing our bit as much as we can. And hopefully it'll go a long way and it'll help someone.
She too was critical of Mr. Zardari's decision to travel to Britain. And analyst Gareth Price from the London think tank Chatham House says she is not alone.
Lots of Pakistani newspapers are pointing out that he's staying in luxurious hotels in Paris and London, while millions of his countrymen are suffering from floods and don't have anywhere to live.
The UN says 4.5 million Pakistanis are affected by the flooding, and aid needs are absolutely daunting. Mr. Zardari returns to a country battered by the elements and struggling to cope. Jennifer Glass for VOA News. London.